Joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. As we talked about with Coach Rocco, a fantastic back-and-forth game between you and Richmond on Saturday. You guys come up short 31-28, but give me your analysis and breakdown of the game as you look back on it.
Proud of my kids. They played really hard against one of the best teams in the country at their place. And one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best wideouts. How long you want to go? They have best DBs, best linemen. I thought the kids played their heart out and came up a little bit short. Well, we've been in a meat grinder a little bit for the first part of the season. I think for our three losses, I think the combined record for those guys is like 12-3, and they're all nationally ranked. And so it's been tough, and we've improved every week despite the tremendousness of our competition, and just got to find a way to push that rock a little bit over the hill and turn momentum on our side a little bit full speed.
When you've played that type of schedule as a coach, how and knowing what you got in front of you, how much of a mental game do you have to play to convince them, hey, we're a pretty good football team here and we still got a lot of football to go?
With younger guys it's harder, but there's a whole lot of guys that have been here for a long period of time, and they're smart people, smart young men, smart football players, and they know that the road that we've been on is beyond a little bit different. It's been difficult, beyond difficult, and constantly some of the life mantras that we teach these kids all the time, you know, it's not what happens, it's how you respond. And as long as you continue to improve, even in the face of adversity, that you got to be pleased. You got to be pleased with that. You got to hold on to that because that payoff comes. You just got to keep holding, hold the line, keep the faith, and keep doing the things that you know are going to lead to success.
When we talked last week, you guys had obviously gone through the bye week, and you had been disappointed with some things. What was the biggest area of growth, and how pleased were you with your reaction coming off the bye?
Well, we didn't turn the ball over. I mean, you know, you turn the ball over three times in a game, it's awful hard to win a football game. And, you know, your opportunities are limited, especially against the competition that we've been playing. You know, you're playing nationally ranked competition week after week after week and can't keep handling the football. So we didn't turn the ball over, and that alone gives us a chance to actually be in the ball game. And was pleased what we did in the red zone on, you know, both sides of the ball and how we responded. A lot of young guys got to play, and like I said, I think as an educator, you have to really sit back and look at this. Like, are they learning? Are they growing? Are they improving? And it makes you smile a little bit. It's an ugly thing to lose. I don't, you know, losing and patience are virtues that I'm never gonna ever get comfortable with. But when you sit back and look at the bigger picture, where are we now? Where do we need to be? How can we get there? And as long as we're moving in the right direction, that's a good thing.
As your running game was tremendous, 225 yards against one of the best run defenses in the league in Richmond, and really kind of spread the load. Darius Victor with 99 yards and four touchdowns. Shane Simpson with 106. And then Deshaun Wethington had a few carries that were pretty impressive. Talk about the effort of those guys and how you're going about trying to split carries with them.
Well, the bigger thing is, you know, I mean, those guys, there's only one ball. It's a hard thing to do when you got three talented young men like that. There's only one ball. And the other thing is for the offensive line, as we've been through this meat grinder against some of these great, great defensive teams, our ability to run the football, all of a sudden these kids are going, you know what? We're pretty good. Like, we got a chance to be pretty, like, if this is the best of the best and we're still moving the football on them, some of these kids are going, you know what? We got a chance. So nobody's a bigger fan of the offensive line right now than our three running backs. And the biggest thing to come out of this game is here you are taking, again, one of the nationally ranked top teams with great defense, and you're finding a way to move the ball consistently against them. Developing confidence in the middle of a meat grinder, that's a pretty hard thing to do. And now you see looks on these kids' faces now. It's for what we got to do moving forward. And it's not going to get any easier. But there's in young people's worlds today, there's false confidence, and there's a whole lot of that. And then there's real confidence. And the real one's not one you really talk about. You just kind of feel it, and you can see it in their eyes. And it's really nice to be able to see that in our young men's eyes.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for Coach Ambrose, just hit *1 on your keypad. With those three guys, how are they different, and are you able to give defenses a little different looks depending on which of those guys you've got in there?
Well, each has a different skill set, and we clearly try to play to their skill set. But the fun part about it is while there's, you know, something that you can say, you know, Darius is an extremely physical downhill runner. And I watched him make a couple guys miss yesterday and switch gears and you know, instead of hitting a bunch of singles and doubles, you see him hit a triple or two every now and then. And you take Shane, who's supposed to be one of the faster, more elusive guys, in the, what is it, first or second play to second half, he looks like Darius Victor 2.0. He's completely physical, takes a big hit, gives a big hit, breaks the tackle, and runs for 40-some yards. You're going, okay, I didn't know we could do that. I, honest to God, when I saw that play, I did not know he could do that. And that's a sign that, you know, he's a young man. Darius is going to graduate one day, and the reins are going to get passed to these two, plus another one that we pick up along the way. And that's a good sign. And you get to see Deshaun walk in there and with no fear, complete confidence, complete understanding of what we're doing. You know, two carries, he takes us down to the one. The only disappointing thing is I would like to see him get his first touchdown. But, as far as that goes, it, for what we've been able to accomplish here versus who we're playing, especially with these guys, I think we'll be all right.
Give me your opinion on how your quarterback, Ellis Knudsen, played. He didn't have to throw it a whole lot on Saturday, but what was how did you feel like he had progressed on Saturday?
Well, you know, for the first time, you know, in a contested nationally ranked conference game, he put us in position to win the ball game by not turning the ball over. And he managed the offense to a much, much greater degree and allowed, you know, first thing as a quarterback, before you can even think about being the guy holding the reins to win the game, you got to make sure that you're the guy holding the reins that doesn't lose the game. And the ball's in your hand every play. So his maturity in this and the growth of running the offense was impressive. There's, you know, after going back and watching the film, there's a whole bunch of plays that he would like to have back, things, you know, little tweaks, little differences here. But definitely saw growth out of him as well. So just got to keep him on the same road. And, you know, when you're playing with your number two early in the season, you got to find a way to keep him confident. And it was tough after Villanova, but I thought it was a good bounce back, a lot to build from moving forward.
Switching to the other side of the ball, you had a couple of young guys, several guys that played well, but a couple of young guys I wanted to talk about. One, Justice Pettis-Dixon with a big interception, his second of the year, and then Keon Pei, six solo tackles in that game and forced a fumble. Talk about those two guys.
Yeah, you know, you're watching these kids and they get better every week, and, you know, they're clearly talented or we wouldn't have recruited them, but you watch them and the understanding of the scheme of which we're running keeps growing week after week. And they're finding their way to the football. Justice has got just a knack for being around the ball when the ball is in the air. And he's strong and he's quick. And now the understanding's coming along. And I can say the same thing with Keon. You know, those are we don't have a whole lot of interceptions, but we do. We're talking about these guys. And they just seem to have one of those exceptional gifts of finding the football. And if this is where they are now, I can't wait to see where they're going.
The as you touched on, the schedule you've played has been pretty tough, but doesn't get much easier. Stony Brook on this Saturday, a team that's beaten a couple of nationally ranked teams. If you started to study them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Oh, goodness. Well, they're extremely well coached. They're extremely physical. They're, you know, there's a style of brand of football that Chuck plays. It's a little bit similar to ours. Defensively, they're as sound as it gets in their scheme. And, their alignments are precise. Their technique is almost flawless. And, you know, first thing you look for when you're trying to dissect a defense is, okay, where do they tend to make their mistakes? What are their mistakes schematically? And they don't make them. They don't put themselves in positions to be out of position, and they keep themselves from giving up big plays. So we're going to have a challenge with their defense, and offensively, they got some of the best running backs, some of the best offensive linemen in the league. So it's good. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but it's going to be fun. I guarantee you, this week, if last weekend was any indicator, high entertainment value for your daughter, we got to be a fun team to watch. So it'll be a great ball game, and, you know, throw the records away; they don't mean anything. It's CAA football.
How nice for you guys to have been on the road 3 of the first 4 weeks to finally be back at home.
Honestly, it will be awesome. Just to not have to get in a bus or a plane or somebody asked me, do we actually even play home games? To be on the road 3 out of 4 weeks, and it's kind of crazy. So I know our kids are looking forward to actually being home, staying home, not having to travel, and playing in front of our fans.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.